Chapter 10. The End of Summer. I hated the last day before we left the beach house. It always came too soon, and we had to clean and wash everything. My mother loved to clean. "So it's all ready for next year," she always said. She didn't know that cleaners came after we left. I heard Susanna on the phone to them one year. She said quietly, "Don't tell your mom." It was a secret between us, and I liked that. We made sandwiches for the long journey home, and for dinner we ate everything in the fridge. That night, we had 2 pizzas, rice, and some old tomatoes. After dinner, we all went to our rooms to put our things into our bags. I wasn't ready to leave. I wanted to stay. I wanted to spend every minute at the house with Susanna. The house was too quiet. The summer couldn't end like this. We needed one more good time. I wrote, "Meet me in 10 minutes for a midnight swim," on 2 pieces of paper. I put them under the boys' doors and ran downstairs in my bikini. As soon as I got outside, I jumped into the pool. Then I lay on my back in the water and looked at the sky. It felt perfect. They came out together. "Hello," I said. Conrad put his foot in the water. "It's a bit cold to swim." "Don't be afraid," I said, laughing. "Just jump in." Conrad looked at Jeremiah and smiled. Everything was fine between them now. Boys were like that. They fought, and then it was okay. They ran and jumped into the pool together. Water went everywhere. A lot of water went into my mouth because I was smiling. "This might be our last summer here," I said suddenly. Conrad shook his head. "We'll always come back," he said. And he moved my hair out of my eyes. Jeremiah saw and turned away. It was quiet again. "Let's make a whirlpool," I said. We made a circle, and we started to run as fast as we could. "Go faster," shouted Jeremiah, and we all laughed. Then we stopped running, and our bodies got caught in the whirlpool. I lay back and let it carry me. He wants to see me. He's driven for 5.5 hours to get here. It's the middle of the night now, and I can see his car on the corner. I run to it over the snow on the ground. The car is dark inside. I open the door and put my head in. I want to look at him first. It's winter, and he's wearing a coat. His face is pink from the cold. "Hi," I say, and then I get inside. "You're not wearing a coat," Conrad says. "It's not very cold," I say. "Take mine," he says, taking off his coat and giving it to me. It's warm, and it doesn't smell like cigarettes. It smells like him. Conrad stopped smoking. That makes me smile. I say, "I can't believe that you're here." "I know," he says, starting the car. "Are you still coming with me?" He didn't even have to ask. I've always wanted this. I will go anywhere with him. "Yes," I tell him. There's just us. Penguin Readers. The Summer I Turned Pretty. Jenny Han. Level 3. Retold by Maddie Burgess. Illustrated by Luna Valentine. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jennifer Kim. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2023.